A thing that looks like a police box standing in a junkyard. It can move anywhere.
Haven, concentrate on Sin. Give priority to the detectors and the navigation systems.
There is a corridor. And the corridor is time. It surrounds all things.
On display, I eventually had to go down to the cellar.
That's the display department.
With a torch. The lights are probably gone. So had the stairs.
Yours is number 6.
I am not a number. I am a person.
Welcome to British Invaders, episode 272. This is a very special bonus episode. This is Brian from Canada.
And this is Eamon from England. Yes, it is September the 29th, 2017, if you're listening on the day this episode releases. And we are celebrating two 50th anniversaries for a couple of great slices of British science fiction television who were broadcast 50 years ago.
Absolutely. September 29th, 1967, saw the introduction of two classic television series, and both of them, as it turns out, on the ITV network.
So we had the first episode of Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons.
Classic supermarionation from Gerry Anderson and company. We also had the first episode of The Prisoner. Very different show, but also a classic in a 1960s spy-fi and Cold War-influenced paranoia.
Yes, what, you know, two fantastic moments from 60s television. And what a coincidence that their first episodes officially released on the same day. Let us begin with The Prisoner. We covered this absolutely iconic show back in British Invaders 55 and 56, all the way back in 2009, Brian. And as I say, this is one of the, you know, absolute standout moments of British television from the 60s, a series that's still being talked about 50 years later.
Yes, absolutely. And it had a combination of spy-fi, sort of science fiction elements and espionage elements, and 1960s paranoia with lots of Cold War influences. It dealt with mind control and lots of things about the rights of the individual versus the power and the rights of the state. And individual versus group dynamics and priorities.
And of course, it was a series that was led by its driving force and its star and its co-creator, Patrick McGoohan, possibly wanting to get away from one of his previously very successful shows, Danger Man. And here he plays the character of Number 6, who is abducted and brought to a mysterious village. A strange place where you can check in any times, it seems, Brian, but you can never, never leave.
Yes, absolutely. This strangely cheerful village where no one can actually leave, and it's only known as the village. And most of the characters are only known as numbers. So the main character is Number 6, the leader, the person in charge of the village, is Number 2 and replaced by a new Number 2 almost every episode.
Yes, and you know, several catchphrases from this show, but they want information from Number 6. What do you want? We want information. You won't get it. Great stuff from the 60s, Brian.
Yes, lots of intensity and very original and very powerful stuff there.
So for the 50th anniversary, I'm sure everybody now knows that The Prisoner was mostly filmed in the rather strange Welsh village of Port Merion, an odd village based on an architect with an interest in Italian architecture. And there it is on the middle of the Welsh coast. For the 50th, the village has installed a bust of Patrick McGoohan, which you can see near to the shop, which was where Number 6's apartment was in the series. And then you may also remember the episode Checkmate, which featured a large chessboard on the lawn in the middle of the village with human chess pieces being moved around. And they've made that chessboard permanent. Previously, it was only brought out just for conventions and so on. But now it is a permanent feature at Port Merion. And those of you who are members of our Facebook group, you may have seen some pictures earlier this year, because I did find myself in the village, Brian, and I had a fine time, and I did post some pictures while I was there. It's the first and only time I've been there. Somehow I managed to escape.
That is fantastic. That's wonderful. It's great that the chessboard was chosen as something to make permanent there. Chess was actually quite important to the prisoner. You very frequently saw people playing chess, and it mirrored the sort of chess game that number 6 and number 2 would be playing in any given episode, trying to outdo each other strategically.
Yes, absolutely. Great stuff. And I would say, if you get the chance to go to Port Merion, it is a great day out just as a tourist location. But of course, if you've got an interest in the prisoner, it's absolutely wonderful to visit. And of course, many other famous people have stayed there over the years, and you will hear about them on the tour that you can take. But yeah, great stuff. And while I was in the village, I went into the prisoner shop and picked up a copy of a new book, or booklet, I suppose I should describe it as, that's been brought out for the 50th anniversary, called The Prisoner, The Essential Guide by Rick Davey. Includes episode descriptions, background about how the series came to be made. There's lots of photographs in there, including, as it says on the front, officially licensed and previously unpublished photographs. So that's production photos and various bits and pieces about the vehicles, the buildings. It's great stuff, this little booklet, and it is only $2.99. And if you want to get hold of a copy, we would perhaps suggest you go to the unofficial prisoner fan club website, which is called theunmutual.co.uk, and you can order your copy from there. I'm looking at my copy now, which will sometime later this year be winging its way across the Atlantic to you, Brian, because I'm going to pass it on, because it's great stuff. So you'll be seeing it at some point.
Ah, very good. There is also, of course, a 50th anniversary convention to be held now, September 29th, at Port Merion. There have been prisoner-related events and conventions running through much of this year already at Port Merion. They've had a number of guests there, and I've heard that some events they have recreated some scenes from the original series and so on.
Yes, if you're a fan of the Big Finish podcast, you may have heard Nick Briggs there. I think that was earlier this year, was it, Brian?
Yes, that was earlier this year. He was a guest at an event there and described some of the things that were happening there on their podcast, complete with a recreation that would allow the crowd to fit in with that, which is quite neat. Big Finish has been doing a new series of The Prisoner. As we record, it's been some time since Series 1 of the Big Finish audios of The Prisoner came out, and they are very good indeed. As you're listening, Series 2 should be out as well, coming out in time for the 50th anniversary. And those are very good indeed. They do a blend of recreating the original and adding new elements. They have some episodes that are completely new, some that are reinterpretations and variations of original episodes, and some that are somewhere in between. So they have some really interesting things and some very good entertaining audios for The Prisoner coming out of Big Finish.
Yes, and as they often do, Big Finish have made the first episode from the first volume of The Prisoner. The first episode is available free to download, and I would highly recommend you go to the Big Finish website and purchase that for zero, for nothing, and then download it on their marvellous app and listen to it, and you'll hear the actor Mark Elstob, who is doing a fine job, I think, as number six. As you say, Brian, he's doing that thing which they've done with the series, which is capturing some of the original, but also doing something new as well. And I thought it was terrific. So yes, if only I hadn't accidentally started another podcast and I had time to listen to more Big Finish stuff, because this series of The Prisoner sounds great.
Yes, I have listened to Volume 1, and it is very good indeed. And Volume 2 promises to be very good as well. Elstob has a fine interpretation of number 6. He does sound somewhat like Patrick McGoohan, but also has a bit of a new twist. So it's quite deliberately different, and it's quite deliberately the same or similar as well. And they caught that balance quite nicely. So in terms of new things to look for, the Big Finish stuff is great. The original television series is spectacular as well. It is available on DVD and also available on Blu-ray. Both sides of the pond, it's available. You can get it, and it's well worth watching. If you haven't seen it, or if you haven't seen it for many years, it's worth coming back to because it really stands up.
Absolutely, an absolute classic, both on television and, yes, interesting stuff for the 50th anniversary, including some great Big Finish audio.
Meanwhile, or somewhat earlier in the evening, in the world of Supermarionation, we had Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons, which we covered in British Invaders 139 and 140, and it is possibly the best of the Supermarionation series that Jerry and Sylvia Anderson did in the 1960s. It is one of the best remembered, and it really stands out for its story and writing, the quality of the puppetry and the look of the puppets in it. The marionette puppets are very good. Also, the voices and the performances that went with them, I think, are some of the best that we had in 1960s Supermarionation.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's a great show, as you say, earlier in the evening for the kids then. But Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons, and if you've forgotten, I'll remind you that it's the forces of Spectrum defending the Earth against the alien Mysterons after we accidentally trigger a war with them. It's our fault, which I hadn't always remembered from the first episode, but it is. Thankfully, on our side, we have the indestructible Captain Scarlet leading the fight against the evil or the dark Mysterons. So wonderful stuff. And again, as we speak, as this episode comes out, there is, of course, a Fanderson special assignment convention going on in Maidenhead, which runs from the 29th to the 1st of October. And if you're listening to us there, well, you know, hello to everybody there at the special assignment.
Yes, absolutely. Wonderful stuff going on there. Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons was a little darker than you might expect, and a little darker than the other Supermarionation shows were, but it was still very much a children's series. And it was one that had wonderful model work in it, and the stories were fun. It painted a nice vision of the future with this interesting complication of the war with the Mysterons. As with The Prisoner, there is also some exciting new celebratory stuff from Big Finish. There is a new CD set called the 50th Anniversary Limited Edition Box Set of Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons. And this is what Big Finish has done. They have taken the audio stories that were originally released on records in the 60s, and they have remastered them. And they have also taken some TV episode soundtracks, which were set up with narration by Ed Bishop himself. They were set up for an earlier audio release that never happened. And many of these TV episode audio versions had not been released at all. Some had a limited release through Fanderson. Those are also remastered and included in this box set. And there is a brand new 60-minute documentary directed by Jamie Anderson, the son of Jerry Anderson, who has taken on a lot of these projects. Some exciting new stuff in that box set.
Yes, I'm intrigued by the 60-minute anniversary documentary particularly. I'm very tempted to get the box set just to listen to that, actually.
Yes, and if you want a little more, there are also the Spectrum Files, three enhanced audiobooks with a couple of voice artists and audio soundscaping and effects and so on, which are audio versions of the TV tie-in novels that were released back in the 60s. So we get new versions, and for those they have a couple of actors doing them, one from the new Captain Scarlet computer animated version that was done a number of years ago, and the other from the original series. So they have some new versions of stories and audios and novels from years ago that hadn't been remastered, hadn't been available in these ways. Many of them hadn't been available for many years. So it's great to get those back again.
Yes, absolutely terrific. You know, again, another golden moment from the 60s, Captain Scarlet and the Mistrons. And I think, you know, we could say about both these original shows, when we covered them, Brian, we were huge fans at the time, and we still are. And as you say, they are available easily to buy on DVD and so on. They're easy to get hold of and watch. They're great shows, both of them.
Yes, absolutely. These are both shows that were quite original and did really interesting things and are well-remembered and should be well-remembered. And on the 50th anniversary, it's worth taking a step back and looking at those and coming back to them a bit and saying, yes, there's some really interesting stuff here. And it's worth taking a look at those. And I'm very pleased that there are these anniversary conventions happening. Unfortunately, I won't be able to get to either of them. There are also these Big Finish celebrations of both of them. And I certainly will be listening to those.
Excellent stuff. Yes, happy birthday to both The Prisoner and to Captain Scarlet and the Mistrons. And if you're at Port Merion or at Maidenhead, I hope you're having a great time. And yes, as you say, congratulations to Big Finish for getting the licenses and doing some interesting stuff on audio, both old and new. So terrific stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Two shows that are both worth looking at some of the new material and also worth going back to the originals and revisiting those.
Absolutely. And if by chance you were at or are at any of the conventions, do come by the Facebook group and let us know. Post some photos. Or if you've been, you know, listening to the Big Finish stuff, come and let us know what you think.
Absolutely.
So this has been a bonus show, sort of interrupting our normal schedule, but it's coming up next. We're back to sort of normality, and we are considering a show called Chiller, just in time for Halloween, a horror anthology series.
Yes, interesting stuff. In the meantime, you can find all of our episodes, including our discussions of The Prisoner and of Captain Scarlet and the Mistrons, at BritishInvaders.com. You can find our Facebook group by searching for British Invaders on Facebook. And we always have interesting conversations going on there. And I'm sure we will be talking about both the prisoner and Captain Scarlet and the Mysterons.
Yes, great stuff. Do drop by the Facebook group and do come and join us, where we are proud members of the Voice of Geeks Network at vognetwork.com. Come and join in the fun there. Listen to some other great geek shows and find British Invaders on a Monday or a Tuesday evening.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening. This is Brian.
And this is Eamon in England saying, seeing is green.
Be Spectrum, you.